USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress won't vote on the $2 trillion economic rescue package on Wednesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers that he will give all House members 24 hours notice before holding a vote on the package. That means the earliest a House vote could be is Thursday afternoon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, "We need to get the show on the road as people in his state are suffering.
Every restaurant and bar in South Carolina is closed as long as you can't congregate. So people need a paycheck. They need to have burdens taken off them, their student loan payment deferred. There's so many good things in this bill. There's $2 trillion.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 495 points to finish at 21,200. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
YouTube is making some changes during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
YouTube is reducing its video quality as more people are staying at home and surfing the web during this coronavirus pandemic. The platform is saying it's going to implement the change for the next 30 days or so by defaulting to standard definition. They say that will ease the ongoing strain on the overall internet. Although users have the option to upgrade to a higher resolution, YouTube says it's doing its best to minimize stress on the system.
For the first time ever, the U.S. box office recorded zero revenue as theaters are shut down amid the coronavirus outbreak. While a very small number of theaters are open, major film distributors didn't release figures. Drive-ins are still doing business in some parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government knew the coronavirus would become a global issue and repeatedly delayed in telling other nations.
We tried, you'll remember from the opening days, to get our scientists, our experts on the ground there so that we could begin to assist in the global response to what began there in China. But we weren't able to do that. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't permit that to happen.
Ford Motor Company has issued a recall notice for approximately 250,000 vehicles in the United States because of a faulty door latch. The vehicles being recalled are 2014 to 2015 Ford Fiestas, 2014 to 2016 Ford Fusion Sedans, and 2014 to 2016 Lincoln MKZ vehicles. The company says the springs could crack under certain temperatures that would prevent the door from closing. You're listening to USA Radio News. A plan to dispose of Fukushima wastewater is drafted. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Tokyo Electric Power Company is to release radioactive wastewater off the coast of Japan slowly for the next 30 years. NHK said a plan has been drafted for the disposal of tritium-tainted water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Report of the draft plan comes at a time when Japan is postponing the 2020 Summer Olympics after weeks of dispelling rumors that the event would be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.